You've been working your way back into the lineup. Now here we come to week three in the preseason. Are you ready to play as much as they need you?
Oh, yeah, of course. Definitely is. Right now the knee is feeling fine. No swelling, no pain. Cuts are very well. And looking back in my old form. So, of course, if need be, time will. I'll be out there.
You know, Paul Posluszny said the day before camp opened that the linebacking core needed to make plays. Do you agree with that, and have you seen that since camp began?
Yes, we definitely want to be part of that culture that's getting built around here. And most of that culture is built off of being making plays. And this defense, you need your linebackers to step up and make plays and take care of all the passing concepts, things of that nature. So with all the heavy burden that's been put on us as far as, you know, in the passing game, it's only right that we go out and make plays. So right now, you know, guys are still getting acclimated to as far as what we got to do as far as the defense and versus certain passing concepts. So when those plays start coming and develop, we'll make them.
You know, I asked Telvin Smith about playing behind the big guys up front because there are so many and they're so much bigger than a year ago. A 218-pounder said it makes a huge difference for him. How about for you?
Oh, it makes a great deal of a difference. You know, when you have guys up front that can take care of those blockers and keep you free as a backer, you're always going to fall in love with that. But those guys up front, man, they know what they're doing, the experience. You don't have to tell them anything. They already know what they got to do when it's time to line up. They're going to be in their gaps and do what they got to do. So that makes it a lot easier as well because you don't have to tell them all the time. So.
You get Dakota Watson back this week. How important is it for you guys, Leroy, Dakota, the starters? And I'm considering Leroy and Dakota sharing that right now. But how important is it for you guys to get a sense of tempo and timing here before the regular season begins?
It helps out. It takes away a lot of the question marks as far as who's going to be where and stuff like that. But overall, it's good to have that depth. And in case anything happens to anybody on our squad, anybody at position. So, you know, him getting active and actually getting some reps and actually having hands-on activity right now is good for him because now he has a better chance of gaining more ground on that spot. So I think it's going to be great for pretty much the overall the defense, adding his speed, his athleticism and things of that. But at the end of the day, when it's time to set it, everything's time to done, we'll be good to go.
The defense finished last season playing pretty strong. How much better will you be this year than at the end of last season?
You know, there's no ceiling on that right now. Right now, we're just really focused on getting better day in and day out. And at the end of the year, we'll see how that turns out. But right now, we're working on it from day to day. So we'll go from game to game. And we're going to focus on really just building from what we did last year and keep that momentum going this year.